Jerry Sherman can fix anything, and he's fixed a few things around my house. He's always carrying a coffee cup with him everywhere he goes, and he's one of those guys who wears those dark, working man jeans and cowboy shirts with pearl buttons. We took a walk the other day and talked a lot about fishing and hunting. I was wondering how he got into those things.
Well, when I first started, I was a foreman, and I was under a tremendous amount of pressure. There's always somebody in your face all day long, either talking to somebody or on the phone. So then when you get outside and get away from people, you can be on your own little world and think whatever you want to think, and there's nobody. What do I do here? What do I do there?
Jerry has a couple of friends. Actually, they're a pair of twins that he likes to go fishing with. But a lot of the time, it's also about being alone.
It's both of those things. There are days that I want to be by myself and just go fish by myself. And there's days that you feel that need to be with your friends, and that's when you want to fish with them. A good example, the other day when we were fishing, we spend a certain amount of time fishing together, but then all three of us go off in different directions. Well, that does two things. It gives us more area to cover, but we all enjoy fishing alone to a certain amount.
I think Jerry and I feel similarly about nature. It makes us feel calmer. If he's like me, it's about being part of a bigger picture. So I asked him, what does he feel when he's alone in nature?
You're feeling great, and there are times you just sit down and do some praying on your own sometimes. And you can pray to God in your own way, and nobody's putting any pressure on you. In a church, you kind of feel like you're sometimes pressured into praying a certain prayer for somebody. And you're out in nature, you can pray for whatever you want, and nobody's looking at you or putting any kind of pressure on you. Does that make any sense? Because I think everybody prays to a certain extent. I just find a rock and sit down and meditate. Maybe talk to myself.
Jerry said the last thing he prayed for was his family. Which is funny, because hunting and fishing are actually ways for him to get away from his family.
A lot of the reason you go out there is because to kind of relax and unwind and kind of retune your body and your mind. And when you go back to be around your family, I would say then you're kind of relaxed and you're out from underneath all this pressure. And you kind of get a chance to sort things out.
Like Jerry, maybe all of us need a chance to get away from everybody and spend some time in nature and sort things out. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.